Hey everybody, welcome to episode 34 of the Chan's Logic Podcast. We've been doing this podcast for well over a year now and we're super excited about it still. Steph's right next to me. She's right there.
Dang it.
She's trying to get out of it like she always does because she hates talking, but I like to take her out of her comfort zone and introduce her to the episodes of Chan's Logic. I think she's actually been featured in every episode. Oh no, when did we bring you in as a guest?
Like the fourth or fifth or something. Then it got good.
Oh, then it got good?
Just kidding.
Oh, so I want everybody to actually email me back or comment below on who's better, me or little Stephanie?
Well, clearly, I don't like talking.
Well, what is that? Are you already giving up?
Yeah.
You just told me you were better.
Oh. I'll let you have this one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because then if everybody says you're better, then I cannot do them anymore.
No, you still have to do them. We just established the fact that I'm better.
Okay. I have glasses on over here.
Because on the Instagram, I made us a face filter.
Hi, Sophalove.
So this week, we wanted to talk about how you can actually make your business run without you having to be inside of it and working in it all the time. Right, Steph?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we find with a lot of people we talk to is they're stuck just like working inside it and they have these blinders on and they can't actually get themselves into a growth mindset to build their business up to a level to where they want it to actually be. And so you get stuck in this mindset and then you're always pushing forward and you're always trying to get your business to another level, but you never actually do because you're always inside it working. And especially people in like the gym industry or any of the service-based businesses, you're always stuck. And so you can't pull yourself out because you're stuck in there.
Sounds like a real problem.
Yeah, well, how do you fix this problem?
I don't know. Oh. How do you fix it, Chan?
Well, so the way we want to fix this problem is you need to pull yourself out and hire people or bring people on who are capable of doing the task that you need them to do. Because if you pull yourself out, you can move yourself into a growth mindset and you can start focusing on different avenues to grow the business overall and grow the business from a strategic mindset versus just being stuck inside it. And like, for example, if you put me in the gym for 12 hours a day, I'm going to train people and be great at it, but the business isn't going to grow. But if you pull me out of the business, I'm going to focus on strategic partnerships, producing content, getting information out there, updating and modifying and making sure the website's in the right place, making sure staff knows what to do, training people to where they need to be trained, and then constantly reevaluating and readjusting what we're doing to make sure that we always improve.
Right? I was just waiting for you to breathe. Good grief.
I don't breathe often when I do this, especially when I have a good point going across. Like, who needs to breathe anyway?
Apparently not you.
I don't like to breathe. So what it comes down to, I think step one in pulling yourself back is organizing everything you do into a system. So you need to map out all of your daily tasks, all of the responsibilities, all of the duties, all of the chores, and all of the things you do on a day-to-day basis that are extremely tedious, and write them down. So at the lowest level, get yourself a Google Doc and start writing out every single one of your processes, every single one of your procedures, all the things that you do every day to make your business actually run itself. And then once you've written all these things out, so like, hey, I need a coach. What does a coach do? Okay, here's all the things that I do every day as a coach. All right, now I need someone to clean the gym. Okay, what does the gym cleaner do? Okay, like write all these things down. Okay, now I need someone to clean up dog poop. Okay, what does a dog poop cleaner do? And so every single thing that you do needs to have a task list oriented around it. And then what you do with these task lists is you take it and you turn that into a job description. And then once you have all of these things organized, you can put certain tasks combined with the same employee. And now you have like employment agreements and employment outlines already written out for when you go to hire people. Then you've already got the expectations set. You've already got the information organized that you need to give to them to tell them what you need, and your thoughts are put on paper. So that way, when you ask them to do something, it's already written down and ready to go.
Holy crap. So you want a handbook.
Yeah.
With your systems and like an employee handbook.
Exactly.
Wow.
So it's weird. If you document all your processes and everything you do every day and all the little tasks you perform, you create this cool little employee handbook. And then from the employee handbook, now you have duties and responsibilities. And now you have a job description. One of the biggest questions we get is, how do you write a job description for what I need? And then it's, well, what do you need? Well, I don't know. Okay, well, then what do you do? Okay, here's what you do. Here's what I do. Here's how I do. Okay, everything we just said, let's put that on a piece of paper and let's write it out. And let's make sure it's organized in a way that they understand what they're reading. So when they apply for it, you don't get people who are applying for the wrong thing.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So your first step to pulling yourself out of the business after all of that is writing everything down, documenting all the things you do and making sure your processes are organized and actually put into a system. Once you have that outline, say you use like Google Docs or Teamwork or some sort of project management tool if you want to get to the higher level, but just put it somewhere and then document it. So now I have employee handbook, I have coach descriptions, I have personal trainer descriptions, I have underwater basket weaving guy description. I have sandal maker description guy. What else is there?
I don't know. Poop picker upper.
Yeah. Poop picker. So once you have all of these things organized and mapped out, now you've got everything you need to create job descriptions. You've got everything you need to set expectations, and you've got everything you need to bring staff in who can do what you need them to do. Then the next step, which is really difficult for most people, and we talked about this in replicating yourself, is training them. So now you need to give them all these documents and this information, tell them to read it, and when they come back and tell you they read it, just know that they didn't and they skimmed it. So then read it to them and then ask them questions about it. Ask why 3 times. Always be in the mindset that they didn't do what you told them to do, so you can reevaluate it and then actually give it back to them. And if they did read it, then you have a double whammy there. They're going to see it twice. So nice, they liked it twice.
Wow.
And so now once this is all set up, you got your systems, you're documented, you're bringing on staff, you're bringing people into your business who can do the things you need them to do. Say you're at a level to where you can only bring on like 1 or 2 employees. So now you stack everything you're doing into job descriptions that fit for 1 or 2 employees. Say you're ready to bring on a couple more. Now you splinter them out. Now you have one employee doing specific tasks, another one doing specific tasks, but you keep doing this as you scale up. And what you really should do once you get to this level of bringing on employees and bringing on staff and bringing on people to be managing your business is you need an outline of who you're going to need for the next 6 to 12 months. And then you keep evolving and keep adding to that as you bring on more people and as you get more people who you think you need to do the things that you need them to do. And as you grow and as you get bigger and as you're pulled out and you have the strategic vision organized, now you're going to have people who are doing the things you need them to do, and you're going to create new things you need people to do. So say you have a coach now, and now coach is doing like social media, coach is doing all these different things, or employee level John is the janitor, but John is also doing a bunch of other things. And then you decide, okay, now we're ready to splinter John out, give him some leeway so he doesn't have to work 12-hour days or whatever. And you bring on employee Adam, and employee Adam is now doing some of the things that John was doing. So have what you're doing mapped out for at least 6 to 12 months, so you know who you need to hire and you can create a plan of action around hiring the right people at the right time. One of the biggest problems after you document this and after you know who you need is we get to the point where we need them, but it's already too late because you're already slammed and you don't have the capabilities to pull someone in right there, or you weren't trained in mentoring someone to actually come in and take over the work you needed. So then you get in a position to where you're strained. Now you take yourself and you have to pull yourself back in the business. So we want to get out of this little like roller coaster of in and out. And you don't want to be in the roller coaster of in and out because you never get anything accomplished. All the things you accomplished beforehand start falling by the wayside as you have to pull back in. So you want to avoid this thing where you have that, where you're inside working hard on it, because you need to be outside working hard on it. And you need to be the guy who understands the evolution, who understands bringing the employees on, who understands who you're going to need and when you're going to need them, and already has this roadmap to success mapped out for you. And we talk about this roadmap to success a lot, and it's not just for you, like your marketing. You need this mapped out for your entire business. It's your long-term plan of success. What happens on day one? What happens on day 100? What happens on day 927,276?
Jeez. I don't know what happens on day, whatever you say.
927,276?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was the right number.
I don't either.
It was close. So what it comes down to is understanding that you're going to be really good at what you do, but if you're incapable of documenting your processes and if you're incapable of replicating those processes, then you're not going to be capable of growing and scaling your business to a level to where you can actually pull yourself out and work on the high level overview. Mm-hmm. There's this cliche term that everybody likes to use from the E-Myth or something. It's you need to work on your business, not in your business. And so a lot of people throw that out there and they don't put any context behind it. But this is the context behind that. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. And replicating yourself, which was a different podcast.
Yeah. What was that? 33, the last one?
Was it the last one?
I don't know.
32 or 33. That was where we decided I was a failure.
No, we just decided that you're not good at telling people what to do.
Because I'm not good at letting it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the idea behind replicating yourself. And you go back and watch that episode on our podcast, but we talked about the idea that in order to replicate yourself, you need to get out of the I'm a perfectionist, so I'm just going to do it myself mindset, and get into the I need to teach people and mentor people how to do this long term. So that way we're always evolving. We're always talking to them. We're always telling them what they need to do. And we're telling them, yes, it was good. No, it wasn't. Here's how we improve. Here's how we fix it. And you don't just get frustrated and say, well, they didn't do it to my standards, so I'm just going to do it myself. That's just an excuse. And if you want to hear that rant, go back to the last episode and listen to Replicating Yourself. I think it's episode 33 or 34.
No, this is...
Oh, this is 34. It's like 32 or 33. So that pretty much wraps it up. Wraps it up. If you want to actually get out of working inside your business all the time, you need to put people in place who can do the things you need them to do and manage effectively on the floor and manage effectively on the lowest level, to the medium level, to the high level. And then obviously you need to compensate them in a way that takes care of them. And so just think about that. Your action plan for this episode is to start documenting everything you do from the little most tedious tasks. Say you go in the bathroom and you notice the toilet's dirty and you start plunging it and wiping the seat and taking the pee off the floor and all that fun stuff. Write that down. Okay, bathroom cleanup duties. I plunge the toilet. I wipe the pee off the seats. I put the cleaner stuff in.
Why would you plunge the toilet?
Maybe someone flooded it. I mean, public toilets are gross.
Okay. 99% of the time, I'm going to walk into the bathroom and find a flooded toilet.
Are you sure?
In your business.
You might.
When have you ever?
The other day, and I had to plunge it, and I was like, come on, guys. I can't even go to the bathroom anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. So every process you do, from the smallest tedious process all the way up to the most high level process, map it out and have a description for it and have an outline of what it is. So that way, when you get to the point to where you need to pull back and you need someone to do that stuff for you, you already have it mapped out. You already have it set up, and then be able to identify and spot when you're going to need to put these people in. So it might be 12 months from now, you know, you're going to have to bring on a social media manager. It might be 12 months from now, you need to bring on a logistics specialist. It might be 12 months from now, you need to bring on an underwater basket weaving expert person, but you need to have that mapped out. Okay. So in 12 months, I'm going to need this guy. So at the 9-month mark, I'm going to start advertising. I'm going to start doing interviews, and I'm going to start talking to people for this position. So that way, when the 12 mark runs around, 12 point mark gets there.
Oh my gosh.
The words weren't working because I talked too fast.
You can't even breathe.
That way, when the 12 month mark gets there, you're already ready and you're down to your last couple people that you need to hire and that you need to bring on for that task. And there's options outside of employees if your business isn't ready for that. You can bring on things like virtual assistants. They're pretty incredible. They'll literally do everything for you that you need to manage your email, manage your calendar, manage your contacts, manage like logistics and emails and stuff like that. But that's an option that you can use. Or you can actually bring on an employee, so you have someone there all the time, or you bring on your own little assistant. But always have these options available. Always have the plan mapped out and make sure that your path to success is always organized. And that's how you pull yourself out of your business. It's actually pretty difficult to organize and do because it takes an organized mindset.
Yeah.
And I can tell you guys that I'm more abstract minded. And so when I want to do something really organized, Steph writes it down for me and adjusts it and stuff like that. So you might even need to bring someone on who can organize your thoughts for you, put them on paper so they're grammatically correct. I mean, even that's probably something that's important.
You don't even know how to grammar.
Yeah. There's two kinds of people who can write and people who can grammar. I'm on the people who can write side. Steph's on the people who can grammar side.
Yep.
So I hope you guys liked this episode. I don't think there's much more to say about it. If you guys have questions, post them in the comments. Just remember, start documenting everything you do, document all your processes, and map out exactly who you need to bring on to take advantage of actually being able to work on the overall vision of your business. And then you can grow, be in the growth mindset. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Remember, my email is chandler@stoneagefuel.com if you have questions, or you can post them in the comments. Steph, do you have anything to say before we pan out? How do you replicate yourself? Or not replicate, how do you get into the growth mindset? Awkward silence.
I let you come up with the ideas and vision, and then I just help you along the way.
Yeah. Actually, Steph is a critical piece of this mindset. I'll organize like things that I want to happen and visions, and I'll write out a skeleton and I'll map out how it should go. And then Steph will go in and like build it in Infusionsoft, and Steph will go and organize it into like a pretty email, or Steph will just organize what happens. And then from there, we can push it down to people who need it to happen, like our coaches in the gym, or the people who work with us and out of the cave, or people in the Mad Lab group and all the things that we do, you have to have someone who helps you organize your thoughts and information.
That's me.
That's you.
Yeah.
So how do you do that?
Why do you have to put me on the spot?
I'm just asking you what you do.
And you send me emails and you send me Slack messages and I put it all together in nice little pretty things and then I send it on its way.
Oh, so that's what you do. You just take what I say and then organize it into... Yeah,
I'm like a little gnome that sits at its computer.
Little computer gnome.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So that comes down to the last point. Watch our episode on communication so you understand how to communicate in Slack, how to use project management tools and all that stuff. But I think it's time to sign out. What do you think, Steph?
Yep.
Okay. Hope you guys have a great day. Remember, if you have questions, post them in the comments. Next time, I'm going to try to breathe during the episode. See ya. Say bye, Steph.
Bye.